Welcome to the Holistic Health Podcast, beautiful humans. If a professional, polished, well-edited podcast is what you're after, then move right on.
If, however, you love unfiltered banter, unedited bloopers, authentic heart sharing, and a very generous dash of holistic health education, then you're in the right place.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Holistic Health Podcast. After a solo episode last week, I think it was last week. We record these ahead of time, but let's just roll with it was last week. I'm very excited to have my pod partner back. And today we are talking about a little bit of like a homeopathic emergency or first aid kit that you can make use of at home. We love the idea of putting the power back in the hands of the people.
And Amen.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool to be able to know that you've got a little bit of like a natural first aid kit at home for times when that's appropriate. And of course, you know, you can have other natural first aid things outside of homeopathy, but I also think that homeopathy does really shine in this space. And yeah, I think it's really cool that we can dive in and share a little bit more. I am definitely the less knowledgeable of us two when it comes to homeopathy. I've only really used a select couple of homeopathic remedies, and I have a lot of respect for homeopathy, but you know, it is something that you do as part of naturopathy, and also it can be studied in so much greater detail. So we'll obviously share on the things that we have knowledge about and experience within, and then also know that if you're super keen to know the depths of homeopathy, or you really have a deep pull towards that, then you can absolutely explore the study of homeopathy further and wider and deeper if that's what you'd like to do.
And I'm really excited we're having this chat today, actually, because it's such an incredibly powerful, safe, and cost-effective option. As far as homeopathic remedies in general are very affordable, but when it comes to first aid, it's a bit like having a first aid kit in your home or in your car. If something happens in the moment, you want to be able to access something immediately rather than having to wait till you go to the store the next day. So with homeopathy, if you've never heard of it before, like Nat said, it is one of many modalities in the natural health space. And I think in most naturopathic colleges, there is some training on it, usually in the context of first aid or acute symptom management, but it's so much more than that. It can be used actually to really address deep-seated miasmic ancestral things. It works across all levels, physical, metaphysical, so mental, emotional, and in the body. And they're essentially remedies that have been made from, many of them are made from plants, but some of them are made from minerals, some of them are made from poisons, that have been heavily diluted and potentized to some degree or another. So if you've ever used homeopathy, you might have seen, we're going to talk about Arnica today, spoiler alert. Probably the number one everyone should have in the home, or probably already does. If you listen to us, it might be something you're already familiar with. But typically on a more physical level and for acute things, 30C is the right, let's call it vibrational frequency. I don't want to call it strength, because although 30C is so different to what we would call 1M, it's just a different, it's working on a different plane of the body. It's more on the physical level and is often given more frequently. Whereas if you go up the potentization scale, those tend to be given less frequently, but have deeper kind of excavation results in the body. So the point of today is to talk about five of probably 20 or 30 remedies you could consider having at home in the bathroom cupboard just in case, and what you might use them for. So we'll start with Mr. Popular, and that's Arnica. And I think unless you've been living under a rock, you'll probably already be screaming at your speaker going, I know what that's for. It's for bruising. So yes, it's the perfect remedy for bumps, bruises, trauma, anything that's sore, tender to touch, and or you feel like you've been beaten up. So maybe a sporting injury or a car accident.
You feel like you've been... beaten up. Yes, that would be appropriate.
Yes. If you got jumped in a dark alley and gang bashed, this is a scene for you.
Panic is what you want. Yeah, maybe also a hospital and the police, but also carry your arnica.
So, speaking of hospital, after trauma, surgery, even really sore muscles after exercise. So this one is, I think, probably most people have used, probably know how to understand. Nat, I know you've actually used this personally and recommended it a few times. Do you want to run us through some real life examples?
Some real world examples. Yes. So the ones that I can most easily recall are, I used it on myself and also my husband. I often recommend it to patients whenever they're getting their wisdom teeth removed to avoid or limit, I should say, that huge swelling, bruising that can happen around your face and your jawline. So I have used it in both pillule form, so the little tablet type things, and I've also used it as a cream or a topical spray as well. Mm-hmm. And then the other situation that I have used it in semi-recently is when my mum was going through breast cancer. She had a mastectomy, and there was a lot of bruising around the wound and the chest wall and just that whole area, just from purely the fact that it's surgery is a trauma. Mm-hmm. And I used it for her in that instance as well, even while she was on chemotherapy, because it is homeopathy is quite a safe thing to be using alongside medications. I mean, you should always do your due diligence, but just sharing my own personal experience there. And then, any times I've kind of bruised myself or just the chronicles of being a clumsy human have caught up to me, I've definitely implemented it. So I usually have at least the spray in my cupboard.
Yes, I love that. I quite like using the drops personally. The pillules are good, but they tend to be little lactose pills. And so for me, I prefer avoiding the sugar. So I'll use the drops straight under the tongue or in a bottle of water or something like that. I certainly, Arnica was one of the remedies that I had in my water bottle immediately after my breast implant. Explant, is that how you're supposed to say it? My explant's probably in
a shock. I was about to say your breast excavation.
Yeah.
There's still some.
I still have some, thanks. It wasn't a complete removal. No. Actually, I would have used it post getting them in as well, for sure. Just a really good one if you hurt yourself, bang your fingers in a cupboard, stub your toe, all of that kind of stuff. Now, another one that I think is really, really handy is one called Apis mellifica, if we're being complete about it, which is actually made from bee venom. So knowing what bee venom or being stung by a bee feels like, Nat, do you want to take us through the symptoms Apis might be good for?
I cringe because I respect bees, but I'm actually quite scared of them because when I was growing up, I was stung, I kid you not, at least 10 times, and one flew in my ear once while I was playing cricket. And then another time my mum was knowing my fear of bees and my unluck with them, she was like, don't, put your shoes and socks on before you go outside or you'll get, you'll step on a bee or you'll get stung. Mm. The little fucker got into my sock and stung me in my shoe through my sock. I was like,
rude.
This is just, I'm just destined to.
That's anyway, awful.
Being stung by a bee, stinging. Burning, itching, little bit of swelling are the main symptoms, as well as tears for me.
Absolutely. Oh my God, you poor little thing. I mean, bee stings are very unpleasant. I had one fall on the top of my head, actually, and I thought a bird had shat on me. Oh, so dear. I put my hand up to wipe it off and it stung me right between my thumb and my index finger and that little fleshy bit.
Yeah, nasty. Anyway.
Definitely could have done with some Apis. Now, there is another remedy, Leadum, which is good for puncture wounds and bee stings, but Apis or bee venom specifically does look after swelling, itching, burning skin, anything that feels like that and then feels better putting cold on it. You can also use it for minor burns as well. Let's say you got a steam burn on your arm or from your iron or something like that, or from your cooking. And also they use this for chemical burns to the eyes, although obviously use your common sense here. If you get a chemical burn to your eye, follow the instructions, ring the poisons hotline, flush your eyeballs, do all the other things. But, you know, if you've got APIS, add that into the mix.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of sort of unpleasant symptoms, we're going to talk about another remedy, which is Allium sepa, which for anyone who's interested in the plant that that refers to, it's the good old onion, And in homeopathy, they, you know, they have the saying like cures like. So the original material, whatever symptoms and issues it can cause in a homeopathic form, can help address those same symptoms and signs, if you like. So Nat, what happens to most of us when we're chopping onions?
Watery eyes, stinging eyes would be my first two. I was going to make some 100%. Jokes, but I won't. I'll pause there.
Yeah, all of that. Just the increase in fluids coming out of your face. So nose dripping like a faucet. Not everyone's nose will drip depending on how watery their eyes are. But Allium sepa or homeopathic onion is perfect for any of those types of symptoms, especially hay fever and violent sneezing. So if you're you might need arnica depending on how violent that is, but
sneezing. I don't know why I find that so funny, but I know exactly what that is because my brother had hay fever, still has hay fever, like his whole life, and his sneezes like used to actually scare me sometimes. So I deeply understand the violent sneeze.
Violent sneeze, yeah. So it's so good for seasonal allergies, or if like you've been exposed to dust or something else that's literally gotten up your nose and is upsetting you. So that would be another one I would definitely have in there for any sort of allergy type symptoms. Now with homeopathy, there's probably at least half a dozen remedies for each type of condition you can think of, whether it's an upset tummy or a headache or a sore throat or hay fever symptoms. So the closer the symptom picture is to the remedy you've chosen, the more effective it's going to be. But we're focusing on remedies today that have, I guess, the broadest coverage. So if you don't yet have homeopathics in your first aid kit at home and you want to add to it, these are kind of the ones that I would suggest getting first. Another one that's really, I think, handy is one that Nat also has had personal experience with, and that's one that's really recommended for vomiting and nausea. So nausea with cramps, either vomiting or trying to vomit and not being able to. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. You know, when you just know you've eaten something bad and you just know it's got to come out, but it's not coming out, perfect for that. But also if you are vomiting, but also any sort of nausea and digestive problems that have come from overindulgence, like alcohol or overeating. And basically it's a hangover remedy also, folks. Food poisoning and hangover remedy. Drum roll, please. It's got a very apt name.
Nux vomica. So, I definitely like the main situations where I've used this is primarily for nausea. So, again, like I actually had mum taking this through chemotherapy because chemo, for anyone who has hopefully not had it, but if you know nothing about it, chemotherapy often makes you outrageously nauseous. But I've also used it actually for a handful of clients who actually feel quite nauseous when flying or get motion sickness in the car or on boats. And so that's a little thing that you can pop in your handbag as well to have with you to use in those situations as well. But yeah, I agree with you. If you've got any kind of like upset tummy or just like unsettled tummy or anything like that, it can definitely be a really handy one to just have there and available.
Yeah, I think so too. And I imagine it's probably quite helpful for morning sickness, actually. Be interesting to talk to a homeopath about how what they recommend. There's another one called Cocculus, which is more of like an inner ear vestibular sort of dizziness, seasickness, motion sickness remedy, which is also often recommended with pregnancy. Yeah, probably that might want be a better one for morning sickness because they tend to be really off food as well. But we digress because that's not going to be relevant for everybody. One more, folks, that I think would be really helpful to have in a first aid kit at home is chamomilla, which is the homeopathic remedy made from the chamomile flower. And we know chamomile to be as a herbal medicine. I might let Nat talk about what we use chamomile as a herb for in terms of GI tract and nervous system. And then I might talk you through what the homeopathic's for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like chamomile really straddles a whole bunch of different areas, like absolutely any kind of like upset tummy, colic, any kind of heartburn or indigestion can also be used in like inflammatory bowel disease or any kind, if you've got stomach ulcers, it's quite soothing to the intestinal lining. But then it also can be used in other situations, like sometimes actually even in skin presentations or allergic kind of like hay fever, I should say. But I feel like personally I probably use it most commonly with upset tummies, irritated mucous membranes, or whenever or actually even eczema or dermatitis as well, I would use it in those kind of situations. And then also it does have some anxiolytic kind of calming properties as well. So it can be a really good like soother and calmer for both physically, like the physical body parts, as I mentioned, in terms of the gut and the intestinal lining and the skin, but also for the nervous system as well.
And that's so interesting when we look at what it's used for homeopathically. There's such a beautiful match there. It is often used. It's probably a popular kids' remedy because it does have an innocence and a youthfulness as far as like when we look at symptom pictures for kids. Chamomile is often indicated for people who experience extreme sensitivity to pain and discomfort. Chamomilla picture would be someone considered to be oversensitive and having difficulty soothing themselves. So chamomile is just very calming and soothing. So again, there's that anxiolytic picture, and it's also often used for indigestion and colic in infants as well. Indigestion in adults too, but definitely more so in infants. And definitely there's an emotional mental aspect where it's very calming, soothes restlessness, just very soothing to the nervous system, but also, yeah, really powerful for digestive upsets as well. And if you're a mum with a young infant, it's probably the remedy for teething that you would want to have in the cupboard. It's one of the single most effective remedies for that. Amazing for swollen and tender gums where they're drooling. They've often got that one red cheek. They're really irritable. You can't put them down. Restless and cranky from the pain. It just really helps to bring them back into balance and to cope with that transition. Now, you know, knowing me, I know we would love to give you a homeopathic masterclass, but first of all, that should come from a homeopath.
Yeah. We'll draw our line here.
Yeah, we will. I will restrain myself. But I guess what I want to say is these five examples are just such lovely pointers of how you can help yourself at home really safely, really effectively. Like Nat said, there are very, very few indications for homeopathy, and as far as
contraindications, yeah.
Oh, what did I just say?
Indications.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to correct that one.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. I don't know where my head just went. Contraindications, which means in terms of drug, you know, herb interactions, drug medicine, you know, drug, fuck.
Just interactions.
Just interactions in general. It's not something you really.
We have one for brain fog.
I know. For tongue tie, losing your shit in your mind.
It's right. I'm only pointing it out because it so rarely happens because you're so smart and on the ball that when you say something, I'm like, we got it. We got to rewind.
No.
We just got to.
Hand brake. Pause. Oh, thanks for bearing with me. We are at the end, I promise. And I guess what I want to say in conclusion is I love using homeopathy for myself. I love using it for my pets. I've used it thankfully with my dog who had kennel cough, along with some herbal remedies, treated that at home and sorted that out in 24 hours. And I love having that in my toolkit, especially for someone, you know, who might have come down with something or needs help but might be on multiple medications, and that makes herbal remedies and some supplements quite tricky. Now, you don't have to have trained in homeopathy to understand how to use it. You don't have to be a homeopath to understand how to use it. But what I do want to do is point you in the direction of an amazing resource if you're interested. First of all, link in the show notes. I've got a link to my homeopathic medicine kit that I have. It has 20 of the most common popular remedies in it for things like colds, flus, ear infections, conjunctivitis, you know, sprains, wounds, cuts, skin conditions, ear infections, all of those kinds of things that might commonly come up as an acute issue at home for you or a loved one. And they really don't go off, especially if you're getting the liquids, because they are preserved in a little bit of brandy, which if you're worried about ingestion, you can just drop them into some hot water and evaporate it off. But further to that, the kit actually comes from a homeopath. Her name's Melissa and her Instagram handle is That Homeopath. And when you purchase one of her kits, you actually get access to a masterclass on Zoom that she runs. So she teaches you all of the basics of how to do, what to do, when to do. And it actually comes with a gorgeous little home prescriber guide that's actually been set up for parents to help treat themselves and treat their kids. So it's really a foolproof, no-brainer way of adding to your toolkit at home. So, you know, alongside your vitamin C and zinc and echinacea, if you've got a cold, you can also add one of the remedies they have for cold and flu based on the picture that you've got. If you've got, you know, you've sprained your ankle and you've put on some, you know, wintergreen cream and you've maybe taken some anti-inflammatory turmeric, you can throw in some Rustox as well to help ease the joint stiffness. So I hope that was interesting to you. I know it's a little bit of a deviation from our normal subject, but I thought, you know, we've got to keep things interesting around here.
Yeah, we need to keep the novelty in our relationship. Yes. So every now and again, we'll just throw in something left of center so that that novelty, the little fire can just stay alight. If you have any suggestions, please feel free to send them our way. Actually, I do. I know that a few of you, just acknowledging that a few of you have sent me some podcast topic suggestions that you have really wanted to hear on the show. So we are always taking them into consideration and on board. We do plan a lot of these things quite far in advance. So sometimes there's just a little bit of a delay between your suggestion and it coming to fruition. But no, we are always open and listening. So you can submit them via SpeakPipe, which there's a link in my Instagram bio. There's a link in the show notes, or you can always just flick either of us a direct message on Instagram. The other announcement that I had just before we wrap up is that in case you missed it, I'm going to be running in April, which I believe this is when the podcast will come out. I actually should check what date it's coming out. Yes, actually, probably within a couple of days' time of this episode coming out, I'm running a perimenopause masterclass. So if you are keen to learn more about that hormonal transition, what the hell is happening, how to empower yourself through it, how to try and negate a lot of the struggles that many women face through that time, then make sure you come and join, and there will be access to the replay and recording. And there's also a bonus perimenopause toolkit that you will be gifted as part of signing up to the masterclass. So the link for that will be in my Instagram bio. You can DM me the word perimenopause. You'll find it. You know, if all else fails, just hunt me down on Instagram is probably the easiest thing. Any last minute announcements for you, Ames?
No announcements. Just wanted to say, though, it's interesting. I've had a couple of people also ask about perimenopause. And I know we did just have an episode come out recently, but very timely that you're running a masterclass on it. I know it's a really hot topic at the moment with women really reclaiming their sovereignty around hormones and taking action around making sure that their transition into second puberty is well supported. So yes, if you are, I mean, even 35 plus, I would say is a good figure, like age group to start thinking about it. But certainly if you're 40 plus, you are on the perimenopause runway, welcome. But there's so much you can do to make sure that you set yourself up for a lovely transition from, you know, a regular cycling woman into, you know, and post-menopause as well.
I couldn't agree more. I'm like burning with passion and things to say in this space. So I'm just so excited to be able to put that together for everyone. So please come and join and share with your friends. I think the more this conversation is had and the more knowledge, empowerment, tools, strategies that you have, it just makes everyone's life a lot easier, which we all deserve.
Absolutely.
All right, friends, thank you for joining us. We will chat to you again next week.
Bye for now. You've been listening to the Holistic Health Podcast with Amy and Nat.
If you loved this episode, then make sure you share it on Instagram and give us a tag.
If you'd like to help us spread the holistic health message far and wide, then we would also so appreciate it if you left a rating and review. This helps us more than you know.
And don't forget to come and say hi over on Instagram. See you next week.